after grounding the Jets on the road, it's back to Mile High with a tough task ahead. The 49ers come into town for a prime-time matchup.
Let's be smart. Do what we're supposed to do out here.
And history is on the line. The Broncos fighting for first place and a place in the record books.
And there's Peyton Manning's 500th touchdown pass of his career.
Fox on Fox kicks off right now.
Welcome in once again to Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside, of course, Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, you said this week that your schedule has been salty. It doesn't get any less salty this week around with the San Francisco 49ers coming to town.
No doubt. I mean, when you look at from the NFC side, you know, a team that played in the championship three games in a row, was in a Super Bowl 3 years ago. Well coached, Jim Harbaugh and his staff do a great job. So it'll be a great test Sunday night.
They've not only been a good team throughout the last several years under Coach Harbaugh, but they've been really good at winning on the road. I think a 19-8 record right now under Harbaugh on the road. Is there any thought that you want to come out and maybe establish yourselves early and try to sort of send the message early on to these guys? You're going to dictate the tempo?
Well, I think, you know, you're always trying to start fast. And when we talk around our locker room, start fast, finish faster. So, you know, just like any race, you want to get out of the blocks well, and it'll be no different this week as far as, you know, our objective.
They do a lot of things well. It seems like when you think about the 49ers, though, you think first and foremost about defense.
Yeah, they've been real good. You know, Vic Fangio and his staff, Ed Donatell used to actually coach here. They've got a good staff. They've got good players. And, you know, that's why they've had the success they've had over the last few years.
Offensively, not too shabby either, especially a quarterback with one Colin Kaepernick under center. Get your take in just a minute. First up, let's hear from your quarterback, Peyton Manning, about getting ready to take on the opposing quarterback, Colin Kaepernick.
I don't know what you call the different types of quarterbacks. I think Kaepernick has a unique style of playing, and I'm not sure you could put other people in his category. I mean, he does some things I'm not sure anybody can do. The way he runs the ball, he's not running to get first down. He's running to score.
Certainly a kind of a one-of-a-kind talent in Colin Kaepernick. You hear from Peyton Manning right there. You guys have had, I guess, some games, some experience. You're playing against similar-type quarterbacks already in Russell Wilson, Alex Smith to some degree. What makes Kaepernick so good, in your opinion, Coach?
Well, I think you know, he can beat you with his feet and his arm. He's got a very live arm. You know, he can put the ball in tight windows. And again, his athleticism, you know, once he gets out of the pocket, he makes things happen. He looks down the field. And then when he does decide to run, I mean, he can go the distance on you. He's big and fast.
You got a pretty good quarterback on your side of the football as well. A different style quarterback, more of the traditionalist pocket passer in Peyton Manning. And, of course, he is right now on the brink of a huge NFL record. He's sitting just two touchdowns shy of tying Brett Favre's all-time career touchdown passing mark. Much like typical Peyton Manning, he wouldn't talk much about the record that's in front of him. His player, his teammates were. One of his favorite red zone targets, Julius Thomas. Let's take a quick listen to what Julius has to say as Peyton approaches history.
It just speaks to the work ethic and the attention to detail he's had his entire career. You know, we won't discuss it as an offense, but, you know, we'll be extremely happy for him when it happens.
Seems like the locker room's kind of quiet on this subject. This is a huge NFL record, Coach, but it seems like as a team, as an organization, it comes when it comes.
Well, it's about focus. And, you know, all those guys in there, Peyton obviously included, you know, are focusing on what we need to do to play well against the San Francisco 49ers.
Let's go to your defense now. You lose Danny Trevathan again, but once again, you got a pretty good guy stepping in and one Brandon Marshall. Confident that he can get it done at the weak side linebacker position?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's next man up and next men up, you know, so. You know, the rest of his teammates, I'm talking about Brandon Marshall, we expect him to play well. We expect, you know, people around him, the other side of the ball, the kicking game, you know, everybody to pick their game up and, you know, to you know, support that.
All right, thanks, Coach. And we'll be back with much more from Coach coming up in just a little bit. But next up, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. The 49ers have been one of the league's top teams for a few years now, and that's thanks in part to some serious star power. And it begins behind center. Quarterback Colin Kaepernick may be the most athletic quarterback in the NFL. The Broncos have faced running QBs this year, but nothing quite like this guy. Besides throwing for 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns, Kaepernick is the top rushing quarterback in the league already, gaining 242 yards on the ground this year. And the rushing attack is a 1-2 punch. Kaepernick's counterpart is Frank Gore. The running back has racked up more than 400 yards, giving the 49ers a top five ground game. And you can't talk San Francisco without talking defense. And with some big names out of the lineup, other stars are stepping up. Cornerback Parrish Cox, a former Bronco, is leading the NFL with 3 interceptions this season. He's also recovered 2 fumbles, a big reason why the Niners are giving up just over 20 points per game. Injuries have put Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall in the spotlight this season. And so far, he's filled some big shoes. Up next, we're talking to the rising star about his unusual connection to Colin Kaepernick and the must-see movie he says you just can't miss. Plus, when you think about Von Miller, it's all about sacks and specs, how he's now using his on-field success and his signature look to help kids in need.